Okay. Hello to all participants. My name is Maidan Okie from Djibouti, but located in Djibouti, Ethiopia. I'm a professor at the University at the Software Engineering. And thank you for your invitation today and time. And Professor Alex Dugan, his speech. It has been really a great day to hear the different idea, and to create maybe connection or maybe link between Africa, great African nation, and great Russia country. As an intellectual level, it's good idea, and I absolutely agree. What have you said, all of you? So the everything has been already said and covered. I won't take that much long because it's a long time, and I think most of people they have to rush as well. I have to add is because I agree all what you have said, and the book and Professor and Alex Dugan, his speech and his lecture today, everything has been covered. So we discussed this, talking about the idea is the West, especially not all West, but a NATO group. The creation of NATO is to demolish the rights of countries of entire world. You can see, for example, entire Arab country, Iraq, Libya, Yemen, and for example, the entire maybe more than 40 countries of Africa. And every time, Sudan, Ethiopia, Somalia, Djibouti. So the people we're talking about that we have around 1960. The independent, the most African nations. But do we really have, because the vision that I have is, do we really get what African people were expecting? We are still struggling to get the, to shoot each other, kill each other, civilians, a war, killing each other. That's I believe still we are in colonization, not liberalization, and we are still struggling. And then we found out, and we all realized as African people, European, especially NATO, I don't say European, but the NATO, the West NATO group, they don't have anything for us as African. But the question that we have is, do the Russia have alternative way to lead the world, the world? Because we must have a leadership. And for sure, America felt that, and European also, they go the same way as America, because it's their leader is America, and America already. They pump everywhere. They pumping, they killing a civilian. I told you well they are losing their resource. So, do we have alternative way? Entire world need a leadership, new blood, and that must not hesitate. Must come straight away and took the leadership. We hope, the only hope that we have is the leadership who can take is in terms of technology, knowledge, political technology innovation, businesses, political leadership, economy, technology, everywhere. Russia must take the leadership. Why? Because Russia is not new to us. At that time, they were left off. They are struggling as well. That's why I believe the African nation and Russia nation, they have the same enemy, one enemy. We have one enemy. And we have to get connection and working together in order to to defeat our enemy, which is NATO group. Imagine what's going on in Russia. Warsaw team. Back to his, so we have finally, I don't want to have enough time to say whatever because we have already a long discussion, but Russia, as a Russia and African country, we have the same enemy, that's my belief. And we have to, I'm asking the all professors and doctors who are giving this a great speech today here to think alternative way to defeat the West, because we are still colonizing, destroying our resource, destroying our infrastructures, not allowing to learn anything. Because I was diaspora, but last 12 years I'm here in Africa, and I don't want to even back to where I spent the last 20 years there in Europe. Why? Because I see who they are. Nobody can tell me who they are and what they're taking. So they are the bad people. And ideology wise, and every side, they are very bad people. And I'm talking about the West people, and especially NATO. So you see the way they leading the team. So they are struggling now. They are losing economy. They are losing influence of people, the countries. But they're losing now. Everywhere they are losing. But can Russia take the leadership? That is my question. Are you ready? Are you ready? We are ready as Africa. Now we're struggling more than 6 years. Now we're struggling and we're not there yet. You see in Djibouti, if you see Djibouti, they are there around 8 countries, I think more than that, they are there, but they don't add 1 point for the economy. Why? Because they installed already the leader dictatorship in Djibouti last 45 years. The same group, the same face, the same government who are doing only the American interest. And you see Djibouti need support for regime change because the people became poor. The country where we are not poor, but everything has been taken away from us. And if you say one word, you will be in jail or maybe has been assassinated. So we need support as a Djiboutian people, as an African country. We need a support to save Africa. And I hope that Russia will take the leadership of next international community leadership. Thank you very much for your listening.